Second Peter 3. Second Peter chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 1 through 11. Second Peter chapter 3. Verses 1 through 11. You'll see these words when you get there. Verse 1. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of a reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and partition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and with the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Last verse 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? May God add a blessing to the reading and the doing of his word.
It's a blessing to be here this morning. Today is a special day. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers of this church and other churches and throughout the world. It's a special privilege to be able to have mothers and those that desire to be, those that are going to be if the Lord should tarry. So we say happy Mother's Day to you and thank the Lord for you. It was my desire to be able to speak on a special topic concerning mothers, but the Lord has impressed upon my heart to be able to bring this message so that we would all be prepared should he come immediately. And I'd like to be able to say this. Say, 10 years ago, if someone would have said we were going to have a world pandemic virus and most everything would be shut down and condition would be as they are today. Bodies cannot be deposited in the earth, piled up, frozen. And had someone proclaimed that, people would be able to say, oh, that's not possible. That won't ever happen. But we know now that's taking place. And the Lord wanted me to be able to share this with you that he had laid upon the heart of Peter. Now, Peter was one of the original 12 apostles. He had been with Jesus for 3 years. He knew him up and down as his Savior and his Lord. And the Lord gave him two letters to write. And he wrote two letters. And this is the second letter that he wrote. And this one is concerning the Lord may come at any moment. This is what he wanted the saints to believe. Now, the scripture points out that two have two witnesses that make it true. You have to have two witnesses. Now we have four gospels, that means it's double true. And then the portion I'm going to speak from this morning, you have almost identical truth being given to two persons, Peter and Jude. The language seemed to be similar. So two is a witness. So you want to make certain that it, now it's in other places as well, but almost two identical. And so what I want to be able to impress upon us today, and here's a theme that I'm going to be able to share with you. Oh, my Lord, what a morning that we are faced with. And what was read in these 11 verses, if you read prayerfully and see what awaits those outside of Christ and those of us that's in Christ, say, oh my Lord, what a morning. What a morning that we are faced with. And this may come at any moment. This is what Peter is saying here. And the question that is asked, are we ready for such a time? You would take a survey today and ask people, were they ready for the pandemic world? And they would be able to say, no, we were not prepared for what's taking place now. But it's going to be something worse taking place. And this is what we want to share with you. Here's what Peter says. He starts off as gentle as he can. He said, beloved, I'm speaking in kindness, he said. I want you to be able to realize that I'm not being rough on you. I'm not trying to be able to hurt you. Just like the scientists are saying with the pandemic. They're saying, wear your mask, wash your hands, be as careful as you can. Now, we're not being mean by telling you to put the mask on. We're not telling you to be mean by washing your hands. Be as careful as you can. And here's what Peter is saying. He's saying, beloved, I now write to you this second epistle. I want to tell you something that God has shared with me, he said. I want you to know something is about to happen. He said, I want to stir up your pure mind. I want you to be able to put everything aside, and I want you to concentrate on what I'm about to tell you. And I'm saying this to you as we pray right here now. I'm going to ask you to be able to concentrate as you've never been before. I want you to listen to what is stated in this portion. I want you to be able to, after we finish, I want you to be able to sometime today, next week, to read and reread until you understand what it's about. Lord, thank you for this day. Now, Holy Spirit, take this word and open unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, I now write to you the second epistle in bold which I stir up your pure mind. I want you to be able to listen. By way of reminding, I want you to be able to You understand what I'm saying to you? Don't say this is hogwash. Don't say that, because you can go back in history, Old Testament, and you can find out to see when God promised something, it happened. And God is promising something here, and it's going to happen. That's what he's saying. It's going to happen. So I want to remind you, now I'm not giving you empty word. He said that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. The holy prophets told you what God was going to do. Did he do it? Yes, indeed. And he goes on to say, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Now, the Lord told us, Peter said, what he was going to do. He was going to come back. He was going to bring judgment. He told the prophets. He fulfilled it. Now he told us. You can count on it. You can count on it. He said this. Knowing this first, how do you know this is the truth? Now, if this never happened, then you can be able to say it's not true. But he said, here's a proof. Know this first, that scoffers will come in the last days. Do we have scoffers? We certainly do. You got people who do not believe the Bible. They do not believe that Jesus exists. They do not believe in God. They don't believe anything but their own, as we pointed out last week. Walking according to their own lusts. And we see people doing things that God has forbidden. I don't need to mention to you, if you read the news and all, you know things that are taking place that God never willed it, but it's being done. Well, don't you know what the scripture says? And they curse and say, well, what's the scripture to me? That mean nothing to me. I'll do what I want to do. That's the age that we're living in. Scoffers will come in the last days. The last days, how long has this been? 2,000 years ago. And God is about to send his son again. One day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years in 1 day. 2 days in God's figuring. And now that's a long time. But in God's time, that's very short. So it's here. Knowing this at first, that scoffer will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Where is God? Come on out, God. Come on out. Come on out. Hiding. Come on out. I'm ready to duke with you. I'm ready to bow. You got some foolish folks out there. No fear of God. Doing things in an ungodly way. Where is the promise that's coming? For the fathers fell asleep. But since the fathers fell asleep, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Everything is the same. All the signs that God has brought before us. Famines and all kinds of things and wars, and we can be able to see that things are falling apart. And they said, I don't believe that. The world can always be here. The sun can always shine. The moon can always, and the star is always going to be out there. And that's going to, nothing going to change because there's no God. This is what they said, and it's what they're saying today. All things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. A lot of things have changed in my lifetime, I can tell you. From horse and buggy to flying all over the world and up, going to the moon and going to space And if anybody said that nothing has changed, they, I don't know what would it been. Time. So he says here. But God is not going to come back. And this is not going to happen. You can trust what we're seeing. All things continue as they were from the creation. Beginning of creation. But then what? Here's what Peter said. Now he says this. For, in verse 5, for this day willfully. I don't care what God said. I don't care how holy he is. We're just not going to believe that stuff. Willfully. And people are doing willfully things today. Willfully. That by the word of God, they forget that God is spirit and God has never had a beginning. God has never had a beginning. Never. And God doesn't have an ending. And when he got ready to create the universe, he has so much power that he just spoke it into existence. He said, universe. And the universe came into existence. Not God, because God has always been. The universe came into existence by the word of God. Look again. By the word of God, the heavens were of old. Now, the evolutionists would say that the world has been here trillions of years. Look how old the earth looks. But the scripture says here, by the word of God, the heavens were of old. Look like you've been here for trillion years, but I just spoke you into existence because he's God. God. So throw your books away, evolutionists. You can't date the earth. God spoke it into existence and it came in instantly because he said so. That's what he said. Then he goes on to say, we were, and the word for the, were the old, the earth, standing out of water and in water. Now, God is spirit. And it seems as though that the first thing that God made in manifestation is water. Well, now, we don't understand all that. I don't know, but water, everything was made. God is spirit and water was everywhere in the universe. Is what it says here. By which the world that then exists perished. It was standing out in the water, and it was going, what, well, let me back up. It was standing out in the water, and over in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it said, in the beginning, God, he created the heaven and earth, and of course, everything he brought into existence. Water, everything, land, everything. By which the world that exists perished. Now we don't know all the understanding here, but it said that God brought the world into existence. And then we also know that when God created this world, he created angelical beings, he created the sons of God, son of men, he created angels, all these things God created. And then one of the creatures, you see, decided that he did not want to respect God. And then God threw him out. But he still had access to heaven, but he's going to be thrown out into hell and lake of fire later. But then he caused chaos. The chaos was with the fall of man, Adam and Eve. And what did God do? God destroyed the entire human race. Everything that had breath on the earth was destroyed. Everything. What did he say? How did it happen? God spoke, and everything, saving eight people, died. All the mountains and hills and everything was covered. Everything on the earth died because God spoke it. Nothing be left but Adam or Noah and his family. Look again. He said in verse 7, but the heavens and the earth which are now preserved is what Peter's saying. This earth, the heavens, all that you see, the moon, the sun. He said, well, the sun is never going to be able to stop shining. Oh, yes. There's going to come a time when the sun is not needed, the moon is not needed. Because God needs all the glory and all the powers he has. So he says, the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire. Get this. God is a consuming fire. God appeared to his people as fire. And he's saying here, for it's going to be fire next time. No water. God brought flood, but there's not going to be any more floods. Not no universal flood, but it's going to be a universal fire burning up the entire world. Mark that. For fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. God is going to be able to bring judgment, fire. So what we're seeing today by the pandemic world situation is going to just be a little prick in comparison to what God is going to do, what Peter said. Now you have some people not ready for this pandemic. You had no money, no job, and a whole lot of things, but they still have life, and they can be able what? They can be able to get saved. And it's not useless. You see, salvation is what God wants. God wants the world to hear him say, you need my son. And he moved on to say this. But beloved, verse 8, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years. Don't you forget. And God doesn't forget. God knows what he's doing. It's a thousand years, a long time. God must not be. Don't you forget that God doesn't have a short memory. He knows exactly what he's doing. A thousand years. And a thousand years as one day. One day. What can God do with one day? Anything he wants, because he's God. One day. Now he said, don't you think that God is slack. The Lord is not slack. Sometimes we are slack. We don't get to what we need to do. But God is not slack concerning his promise. What has God promised? He promised to come and judge the world. You can count on it. But He's gracious. You know why God is lying to you? World pandemic? Because he's not willing that any should perish. Don't forget it. Why did God allow it? He doesn't want anyone to perish. A whole lot of excuses have been in the past. We don't have time. My God is sports. My God is this. My God is that. And God wants you to know that you got time to know who he is. So he says, but he is long-suffering toward us. Now, if you can go through this period of the pandemic virus and not get saved, I don't understand you. If you can look on the news and be able to see bodies stacked up, frozen, and can't be deposited, and if you can go through and you don't need Jesus, I don't know what's wrong with you. He is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. You mean God allow 20 million people to lose their jobs for nothing? No, he has a purpose. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. Because it's going to be worse than that. But that all should come to repentance. You see what he want? What God wants? Would you be saved? I don't care what religion you belong to. You can forget what you got and you need to get saved because it's worse. Your religion may give you comfort and consolation temporarily, but you got nothing. You need Jesus. That's when he died and said nothing on the cross. Nothing until he said it's finished. Why did he mention fire? Do you want to be burned forever? And they will burn up? Well, you say when you're dead, you're done. Yes, that's true. When you're dead, you are done. But God hasn't finished. Now, he points this out. Look at verse 10. But the day of the Lord, what day is that? Judgment. Judgment will come. And what's happening today is just like a prick. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. Have you ever called a thief and say, hey, I'm leaving my house. You can come by. Thief, come unexpectedly. And God said, I want you to know that I'm coming. I'm not telling you when I'm coming, but you better be watching for me. All the signs that you see, all the things that are taking place, all the bodies that are packed, all when you see the world in the condition that I'm as a thief, I'm coming. You don't know the time I'm gonna come, but you better be ready. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away. Wait, I'm not ready for that. I can't comprehend. Yes, you can. God said it. This earth with all the green vegetation, all these things going to be consumed. Not one tree going to be left. Not one handful of sand. He's going to burn everything up because he brought everything into existence by his word. And he's going to speak everything out of existence by his word. That's what he says. The heaven will pass away with a noise. Where are you, world? And the elements. Chemicals, all the chemicals. You, 106 chemicals, all of them. molecules and all these things are going to be consumed. Because we are spirit, body, and soul. God is spirit, and we are made in his image. What he says, elements will melt with fervent heat. I mean, that's hot. Fervent heat. Both the earth and the works. This beautiful world never gonna be. This beautiful world never. Don't you count on that. This world is going to be burned up. Well, I'm gonna go and get on the stone mountain. Stone mountain is going to be burned up. All mountains are going to be burned up. Everything he said. Only one thing can keep you protected, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. You remember when they were in Egypt, the Israelites? And when death angel came through, the only thing kept them protected was the blood on the door. And when God come back to judge this old wicked world, only the blood of Jesus Christ can protect you from hell and the lake of fire. That's what he said. We be melted with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned what? Up. Let me go back and look at this. Look at it with me. The earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Well, what's going to happen to me? I'm covered by the blood. I've got a body like Christ. If you're born again, you are protected. And if you're not born again, you're going to be burned. And your worms will be burning forever. What good is it for me to receive Christ as your protection? Now, he closed out by saying, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, in other words, look around, trees, sand, water, everything, moon, sun, everything. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what does dissolve mean? Go away. What manner of person ought you to be? And since you know that God is going to come with judgment, you just got time enough, what, to get saved. If you're under my voice, and you're not saved, you need to run and fall on your face before the Lord. And a lot of folks running from the virus, but the virus is bad, but you better run unto the Lord. What he's saying is all these things will be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct? Oh, thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place. Thank you for your death, your burial, your resurrection. I find myself saying that, thank you, Lord, that you saved me. Thank you, Lord. I don't have to go to hell. Thank you, Lord. Am I worthy? No. But thank you for saving me. And where I'm going to be a trillion years from now, with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Holy conduct and goodness. Be kind to people. Yeah, they may insult you. I went to witness to a man. He shoved me out the door. Went to talk to him. Shoved me out the door. Well, the show was worth it because I wanted to be able to tell him about what the Lord could be able to do. The Lord's not going to hold that against me. I'm hoping, you see, that he had changed his mind. Our conduct should be holy, like the Lord Jesus. When they slapped him on one side, he turned the other cheek. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. So, yes, you got people out there, you see, that will curse you out. The key, if you get in the way, God will spare you. But you need to get up and say the same thing. God love you. And please get saved. That's what Stephen said. Lay not this sin to that charge. Lord, don't lay this sin to that charge. Yes, they have stoned me and my blood is flowing out. And I'm going to be with you shortly. But don't lay it to their charge. They don't need to go to hell. They need to know you. Oh, Lord. Oh, my Lord. What a morning we're going to have to face. What a face. Are we ready for such a time? Are we ready? It may happen sooner than we think. It's going to happen. You say, well, I got too much money to leave it. Well, you brought nothing here, you take nothing out. Don't worry about what you've got here. You better worry about what's up there for you in Jesus. Are we ready? It may happen anytime. Do not let it catch you not ready. I think a few people, in closing, I think a few people will save a little bit more money after this COVID-19 experience. Some people that spent everything they had on everything else and didn't save one dime, they had been warned, you ought to keep something. I think you'll save a little bit more, don't you? Well, if you make preparation for another time that may happen, I think we ought to make some preparation for the Lord Jesus Christ when he come back at what? Any moment. Lord, oh Lord, thank you for the Old Testament. Thank you for your prophet of old and all has been fulfilled. Thank you for the apostles and what you showed them. And Lord, we know that your word is true. Your word is powerful. Undertaken in a special way. We pray for our church family. Lord, help each one of us, Lord, not to faint, but to realize, Lord, you are a good God. You know what you're doing. And we can trust you. If you don't know Christ, come to him now. In Jesus' name. Amen.